From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is under intense pressure not to walk away from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. The senior UN disarmament official, Izumi Nakamitsu, urged all signatories not to abandon.
The Secretary General remains convinced that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action continues to be the best way to ensure the exclusively peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program and to realize the promised tangible economic benefits for the Iranian people.
One of the deal's chief proponents, French President Emmanuel Macron, is on a state visit to the U.S. The agreement is expected to be a key agenda item. German Chancellor Angela Merkel meets Mr. Trump Friday at the White House and is also expected to urge him to back the deal. The president has called it flawed and has a decision to make by May 12 whether to reimpose sanctions on Tehran. His spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president's been clear from day one that he thinks that's a bad deal. I don't think any deal that he would sign and agree to he would consider a bad deal. The president wants to do what is in the best interest. The president wants to do what is in the best interest of our country.
Mr. Trump's main objections deal with Tehran's ballistic missile program, international inspections of its nuclear facilities, and the agreement's sunset provision. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, urged Europe to support the deal. In a tweet, he warned it's all or nothing. He said not only should Europe persuade Mr. Trump to abide by the terms, but implement his part of the bargain in good faith. Thousands of Antigua government protesters in the Indian Ocean island country Madagascar returned to the streets Monday after two protesters were killed, several wounded Saturday by security forces. This is VOA News. In Toronto, a driver behind the wheel of a white Ryder rental truck plowed into pedestrians on a crowded street Monday in Toronto, killing 10, injuring several others. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation identified the driver as Alec Minassian, who reportedly has no militant connection. Ali was a witness to what happened.
He just went on the sidewalk. He just started hitting everybody, man. He hit every single person on the sidewalk. Anybody in his way, he would hit. The bus stop, everything got shattered. There was a lady in there that I saw. I just stopped and I looked and I went after it again. All I see is just crumbling up one by one, one by one.
Police have a suspect in custody. John Tory is Toronto's mayor.
These are not the kinds of things that we expect to happen in this city. We hope they don't happen anywhere in the world, but we especially don't expect them to happen in Toronto. But things are as they are, and beyond supporting our first responders as they continue to do their work, you'll hear more about the task that lies in front of them investigating this terrible tragedy.
There have been a series of such deadly vehicle attacks in Europe and the U.S. Celebrations in Armenia after newly appointed Prime Minister and former President Serge Sarkisian resigned unexpectedly Monday. His elevation to the post sparked anti-government protests by the opposition who claimed that he was clinging to power. Maru Matosyan of the non-governmental organization Women's Support Center is ecstatic.
And we are ecstatic on what's happening in our country. For our people, for the first time, we are able, with the power of the people, to have the Prime Minister resign without any bloodshed, which is this phenomenal. This would hopefully put an end to the oligarchic system that was in place here.
Pressure on Mr. Sarkisian to quit rose when unarmed soldiers joined the protesters. Those protests erupted April 13th. In Nashville, Tennessee, police have their suspect. Don Aaron is a city police spokesman.
At 1:07 this afternoon, Travis Reinking was taken into custody in a wooded area near here by members of the police department's Specialized Investigations Division's narcotics unit.
Reinking is jailed and charged with four counts of criminal homicide. Four others were wounded in an attack on a restaurant early Sunday. A fire at a karaoke TV lounge in southern China Tuesday left at least 18 dead. The blaze broke out in Qingyuan City in Guangdong Province just after midnight. Arson is suspected. In Nicaragua, nearly 30 are believed now to have died, hundreds wounded, since protests erupted Sunday after the government announced changes to the Central American country's welfare system. Sunday, President Daniel Ortega canceled those changes. Just days after his wife, former First Lady Barbara Bush, was laid to rest, 93-year-old former President George H.W. Bush has been hospitalized with a blood infection. He is said to be doing well. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.